Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling
Hello.
From research. Hello, can you hear me?
No, I can't.
All right. So, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today, we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
All right. That would be a yes. Thank you. So, in which county do you reside in?
San Patricio.
San Patricio. All right. Thank you. So, are you or is anyone in your household employed in, like, news media, market research firms, elected officials, or actively involved in any political campaigns?
No.
All right. So, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Would you say Democrat, Republicans, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
All right.
Uh-huh.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and the 10 meaning extremely interested, how interested are you in the November general elections for president and Congress?
Very interested.
A 10, then?
Very, yeah.
All right. Thank you. So, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal. No, for conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Very. All right. Thank you. So, now I'm going to read you the names of several people and groups, and for each one, if you could please tell me whether you've heard of that person or group, and if so, if you either have a positive or negative impression of them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, that's also a category. So, the first one is Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Yes.
So, strongly positive or somewhat positive?
Positive.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. What about the Republican Party?
Strongly.
Positive?
Positive.
All right. State Senator Morgan Lamantia.
No comment.
All right. Former President Donald Trump?
Definitely positive.
Republican candidate for State Senate Adam Hinojosa.
No, I don't think so.
So, strongly negative?
Just negative.
All right. Just negative, all right. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Strongly positive.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
Definitely zero.
All right, so strongly negative?
Strongly negative.
All right. The Democratic Party.
Strongly negative.
Strongly negative. All right, thank you. So, if the elections of president for the U.S. were held today, and you had to choose, for who would you vote for?
Trump.
So, Republicans, Donald Trump, and J.D. Vance?
Yes.
All right. And if the elections for state senate were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Trump and Vance.
Oh, no, I'm for state senate. So, for example, Ted Cruz, Republican, Ted Brown.
Oh, Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz.
All right. So, for which one of these following candidates would you vote for in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Would you vote for Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Robin Vargas, Green Party, or Morgan Lamantia, Democrat?
I don't know. No comment.
Don't know. All right. No worries. So, do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think
she'll
vote someone else?
No, not at all.
All right. So, do you think we need to give the chance to someone else to do better?
I'm getting tired of this, so you better hurry.
All right. So, now I'm going to read you a few, like, statements about some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. And for each item I read, if you could please tell me if this information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for that candidate. So, the first statement is, Morgan Lamantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian.
Definitely not.
Much less likely.
Much less likely.
To prepare high schools for the jobs of students of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
No. Hey, ma'am, I'm tired of this. You got about 30 seconds to finish this thing.
All right. Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overachieving federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
I'm definitely positive on oil production.
So much more likely to support them?
Yes.
All right. Adams and Hope knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to prove our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
I don't know. Goodbye. Yeah, have a good day.
All right.